The World Food Program says it has received $900 million so far this year. This represents only 20% of what it needs to feed 73 million hungry people in 80 countries. WFP spokeswoman Christiane Berthiaume says it is urgent that donors come up with more cash quickly.
Otherwise, we'll have to take a heartbreaking decision by this summer. We'll have to decide either to reduce the number of people that we're feeding or cut rations. You know, those 73 million are really the most vulnerable among the vulnerable. Those are people that do not have access to food. They are in camps because they're refugees, because in Chad, or because they are displaced people in Darfur, in northern Uganda, because they're caught in fighting in Somalia.
And the list goes on. WFP warns it will have to cut at least 400,000 children from school feeding programs in the next couple of weeks if it does not get more money. World prices for rice, wheat, and other staple crops have soared to unprecedented heights in recent months. The World Food Program says the price it pays for rice has jumped 70% in the last 6 weeks, and these skyrocketing prices are hitting the world's poor the hardest. WFP notes poor people spend up to 80% of their budgets on food. Higher food prices are causing social unrest around the world. Riots have broken out in a number of countries, including Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Haiti, Ivory Coast, Egypt, and Senegal. The UN organization that coordinates humanitarian assistance says rising food prices in Kenya are adding to the country's political tensions. WFP spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers says fungi have wiped out 5,600 hectares of rice in the central province. She says this area produces the bulk of Kenya's rice.
Et ces 5,600 hectares de riz représentent
Beer says rice cultivation in this region represents about 10 to 20% of Kenya's annual production. She says Kenya is a net importer of rice even during good years, and the fungi problem will increase the amount of rice it has to import. Global leaders, including the UN Secretary General and President of the World Bank, are calling for urgent action to address the food crisis. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.